The Hall of Fame. When his name appeared in the Hall of Fame ballot for the first time, he was elected easily, 316 of a possible 380 votes. Were you around when he realized he was going into the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's the pinnacle of any athlete, any baseball player, to be voted into their Hall of Fame. Dad was thrilled. It was something that he hoped he would obtain someday. He knew he was good enough to be voted in, and it was a tremendous time for us. Mom and Dad and I and my wife went up there and enjoyed the weekend so much.
What a thrill. Remember anything that he said at the induction ceremony?
Just that he thanked his father so much for the guidance and the push for baseball. Of course, he said a few things about Casey along the way. Of course, Aaron and Matthews and all the people that helped him win ball games.
Mm-hmm. His dad, that's where he got his early start.
Right.
6 years old, I guess.
Yeah.
We never know what we're doing with six-year-olds. I have a six-year-old grandson who plays T-ball right now. People watch him play and looks like he has natural abilities. So you don't know what's going to happen with these kids. And then some of them, you've probably seen him at that age, and then pretty soon they get tired of it.
Yes. That's what happened to my son. I mean, he had some legitimate talent, and it just didn't excite him like baseball should.
Back to your Diamond Star Ranch. The ranch house had an indoor swimming pool?
Yes. It was an add-on.
And then it had a large oil painting in the living room?
Yes.
Which was of?
Milwaukee County Stadium. The Braves gave him that for Warren Spahn night, and they called it Spahnie's Workshop.
Oh.
And that painting remains on the wall right where it was put.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. Also has a 4.5-acre pond.
We've got several ponds.
Didn't he have a business sense? I think he did commercials, didn't he, for some companies?
Yeah, he did some for Camel cigarettes, and he and I did some for a skin cream called Tackle. He did an ad for a game called Whirly Bird, where you threw a projectile with feathers on it to a target. Just several things that came along that he agreed to do. I think the biggest business sense came from my mother when they were training in Bradenton, Florida for all those years. They found an island called Anna Maria Island, which is a resort place now, and they started buying property. That turned into a tremendous investment for them.
Yes, way back when. Is any of that property owned by a family today?
I still own one that I built on a vacant lot, and I've sold three others.
His compensation down through the years, was he able to manage his money? It sounds like he was, so that he was able to make investments like that. Do you remember what kind of money he was making back as he pitched?
I honestly today don't know how they did it, but I think his top salary was $96,000. That was probably when he was 40. He probably made $60,000, $70,000 for a lot of years. He never had a multi-year contract. They didn't do that back then. They didn't have agents. They would simply negotiate by pushing a piece of paper across the table to each other. Him and the general manager.
One would write a number down, and then the other one either cross it out
and write another number. He never held out, and like I said, he never had more than a one-year contract, and the Braves always had a young left-hander that was going to come up and take his place.
Which made him work even harder, I
and
suppose.
It never happened.
Yeah, right. Did he have a good relationship with the Braves all the time, front office and
yes,
management?
Definitely.
So that was always good.
There was a mutual respect.
There was respect for him, too. He didn't play in Atlanta, but when the Braves went to Atlanta, they welcomed him at ceremonies honoring him and the team.
Right. They retired his number.
And his number was?
21, his whole career. I get invited to their Hall of Fame induction each year. Dad's present all over that stadium. It's just amazing how they embraced the history of the Braves.
Yeah.
Very proud of that.